Hey everyone, Asher Blake here, your friendly neighborhood guide through the wild world of executive dysfunction. And let me tell you, sometimes navigating this brain maze can feel like trying to solve a Rubik's Cube while riding a unicycle. But fear not, my friends, because today's episode is all about unleashing the power of creative expression to tap into those hidden emotional reserves and find some much-needed release. Ever felt like your emotions are bubbling over, ready to burst? Like you're carrying around a backpack full of stress and anxiety that feels impossible to unload? Yeah, I get it. But here's the thing, we don't always have to talk our way through those feelings. Sometimes, all we need is a different outlet. A channel for those emotions to flow through in a way that feels both cathartic and empowering. And that's where creativity comes in. Now, I know what some of you might be thinking. Creativity? But I can't draw. I can't sing. I can barely keep a plant alive. Don't sweat it. Creativity isn't about being the next Van Gogh or Beyoncé. It's about finding an expression that resonates with you, something that feels authentic and freeing. Think of it like this. Your emotions are just waiting to burst out in a symphony of colors, sounds, or stories. And you get to be the conductor. So, let's dive into 5 key takeaways that can help you harness the power of creative expression for emotional release. 1. Embrace experimentation. Forget perfection. This isn't about creating masterpieces. It's about exploring, playing, and seeing what feels good. Try doodling, writing a short story, strumming a guitar, or even just dancing in your living room, no judgment allowed. Remember, the goal is to find joy in the process, not stress over the outcome. 2. Channel your inner child. Think back to when you were a kid, before all the rules and expectations. What did you love to do? Paint? Build forts? Sing silly songs? Reconnect with that childlike wonder and allow yourself to explore those passions again. Remember, there's no shame in embracing your inner goofball. 3. Find your tribe. Surrounding yourself with creative individuals can be incredibly inspiring and supportive. Join a writing group, take an art class, or simply connect with friends who share your interests. Sharing your work, receiving feedback, and celebrating each other's successes can be incredibly empowering. 4. Make it a ritual. Incorporate creative expression into your daily routine, even in small ways. Spend 15 minutes doodling before bed, jot down your thoughts in a journal first thing in the morning, or listen to inspiring music while you work. These small rituals can help you tap into your creative energy and release emotions throughout the day. 5. Celebrate your uniqueness. Remember, there's no right or wrong way to express yourself creatively. Your art is your own, embrace it, celebrate it, and don't be afraid to let your unique voice shine through. Picture this, you're feeling overwhelmed after a long day at work. Stress is mounting, thoughts are racing, and you just want to curl up in a ball and disappear. But instead of reaching for the stress-eating snacks or scrolling endlessly through social media, which we all do sometimes, let's be real, you decide to turn on some music and grab your paints. As you brush those colors onto the canvas, watching them blend and swirl together, you feel a sense of calm washing over you. You're not trying to create anything specific. You're just letting the emotions flow through your hands and onto the paper. And in that moment, you find release, clarity, and a renewed sense of peace. See? It's not magic. It's simply tapping into a powerful tool that's already within you, creativity. Remember, emotional release doesn't always have to be dramatic or confrontational. Sometimes, the most healing thing we can do is create something beautiful out of the chaos. So go ahead, unleash your inner artist, writer, musician, dancer, or whatever else sparks your creative flame. Find that outlet that resonates with you and let those emotions flow freely. You might be surprised at what you discover about yourself in the process. Ready to keep the conversation going? Share your own creative expression experiences with me. I'd love to hear how you find emotional release through art, music, writing, or anything else that speaks to your soul. Tag hashtag mental toolbox on social media and let's build a community of support and creativity together. Until next time, keep shining bright, my friends.
This podcast was brought to life by AI to give you fresh affirmations daily. Support the positive flow by leaving a rating or review.